Well, now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Flem.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hi, Jim. Good. It looks a little chilly in Kingston this morning.
Actually, I'm way overdressed, man. It's a beautiful day up here in Kingston. A little nippy this morning, but happy to be out here running around. We got a little Veterans Day, so we got a chance to start a little later.
Nice. Congratulations to you and your guys. A great game on Saturday with North Carolina A&T. You guys come out on top 31-24. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Well, I wish we stopped it after the first drive. You know, we went down a field right away and had a really complete drive, got in the end zone early. Then we ended up having a punt, stuffing down on the 1 yard line, but did some stupid things from there on out. You know, gave up 35 yards of penalty yards. They took a 99 and scored, and then it became a real ball game. I mean, we had a good lead late, 24-10, and credit to A&T and that crew. I mean, they continued to chop wood, continued to play, made some plays, and got right back into it. And we were just lucky to have number 10 toting the rock late. Answering scores, had a big day for us. We were able to go ahead and finish it off, late with having to get a first down to kill the clock without giving the ball back to them. So great credit to A&T, really. We've been there in those shoes before, and they played hard and they played physical, and they're a good football team, and they've got good young players. So I'm excited to continue to see how they develop throughout the years, but good football game, and just glad we were able to put number 6 in the pocket.
First question this morning from Ian Steele. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Rob. Jim, glad you're nice and warm over there.
I'm plenty warm. I've learned a time ago that you can always take it off, right? So a little
Good stuff. Jaden McKenzie, he's the player of the week offensively in the league. How have you seen him settle in here late in the season, and how big was he for you, knowing you could just turn around and give him the ball the other day?
Well, he's been getting better and better, but, I mean, we saw it way back in Georgia State. You know, we were just trying to find our way with the number of backs we have and spread the touches. And he's just been so consistent a performer for us lately. It was a no-brainer. He's, really inspiring runner. You know, just watching him get in there, he's a tough tackle. And I guess he's got 7 touchdowns in the last 2 games. So it was very nice to have him in this game. We wanted to run the football, and I thought we ran it as effectively as we have here.
Next question for Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, with that win on Saturday, you get you guarantee yourself the 4th consecutive winning season at the University of Rhode Island. Just talk about the state of the program and what those numbers mean about the health of your program right now.
Well, I think it speaks volumes to the health of the program just in terms of the long-term track record at this university. I think it's been 3 times done before where there's a stretch of 4 winning seasons in a row. So extremely proud of that. At the same time, the bitter part of it is, we were setting out for 8, and I don't even know if 8 would have gotten it done for us this year. But it's been a good ride. I'm really thrilled for the seniors. Those kids have really taken a solid foundation that was put together over the years and be able to maximize it to guarantee a winning season was really huge last weekend. And now we got to finish it off with Towson and then get on our hands and knees and pray for 24 hours and hope that the selection gives us a little bit of attention and a consideration.
Yeah. Senior day, if I could follow up, senior day was last Saturday. This is going to be your last regular season game with these guys at Towson. Do you have special emotions this week as you watch some of those guys who've been such a big part of this program practice with you going into the final regular season game?
I mean, I think it certainly will creep in there at some point in time, probably in the locker room after the game. I'm hoping we got the emotional part out of it last week with senior day here. We are for something, playing to be able to get our 7th win and be in a competition. So certainly it'll be emotional at the end of the game, but I mean, until they tell us no, we're going to be with a mindset that we have to go take care of business this weekend. And, God willing, we'll be sitting there, I guess, maybe not God willing, but, selection committee willing, maybe we'll have a chance to be out here next Monday practicing and getting
Hello.
Ready for.
I have a need for a jib operator.
Let me see if I can get that stopped.
That was pretty cool right there. That was fun.
That's the easiest question you had yet, Coach.
Yeah. Not Fred. He'd won too.
I think it was Nick Coit. I think Nick Coit did that.
Yeah. Nick, good job, Nick.
Don't blame me. I'm sitting on my chair here.
Minor, there it is.
No, I'm not in the studio. I'm in my chair, man. It's early. It's cold. I'm in the heat, man. Come on.
You guys too good, man.
I guess I'll go because I had my hand raised, if you don't mind, Rob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. So I just wanted to ask you, Jim, you know, obviously you got the game coming up Saturday, but, you know, recently there was, you know, the announcement about some of the improvements that were going to be made to Meade Stadium and to some of the facilities at URI Athletics. You know, just how does that sort of speak to the, you know, the health and success of the program like Steve was talking about, but also, you know, I'm sure that you guys are looking forward to seeing some of the renovations and some of the improvements as they continue here with Meade Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. We saw the video board get up and running this past weekend, and that was certainly an improvement. I think the facilities enhancements are things we're all looking forward to. And, you know, it's come a long way since we started here in 2014. I'm sure these commitments to investment don't happen without, you know, some hope and some life that we continue to grow this thing to something we, you know, can be championship level caliber football. You know, I think that there's some internal, you know, infrastructure things we have to do with scholarships and summer school. Those things are, you know, critically important to our future. And, you know, but there is a lot of life with URI football and I think a very bright future. We just, you know, going to go keep our focus short and win Towson is the thing that we can do to help. And our administration can do the rest and we'll go out and continue to better this product.
Was there anything on the scoreboard that, like, you noticed during the game? I know you're so locked in, but was there anything you looked at, whatever?
Yeah, the only one that I saw that needed a review, they wouldn't play it. So we got to turn to our guys. I mean, I'm looking to see the big conversion they had down to the right side of the end zone, you know, just to get them down to the two-yard line, see if it was complete or not. And certainly I look up at the scoreboard, I kept looking, they didn't replay it. So I said, we just got to get our operators locked in a little bit better. So maybe that operator call was appropriate.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Yeah, a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, on Towson coming up this weekend. They're a tough out in this league this year. Your early look at what you expect from them.
I expect, you know, number one, we've never gone down there and beat them since I've been here. You know, that's always been a tough out. I think they've got talented players that are, you know, working through a first-year program. Looked at the first quarter of their season, you know, they're 1-3 in that area, but, you know, they've stepped up and they beat William & Mary at William & Mary. They beat New Hampshire at New Hampshire, which we both know is a very tough out. So, you know, they're chomping at the bit. They're, you know, getting better and better each week. And we got, as always, you know, in this conference, we got our hands full with a very tough opponent. So my hope is that we can just play our best football game and put ourselves in the best light. So those guys that are watching the game in Indianapolis will take notice of us and see how well we play and that we could compete at a national level versus anybody. But it's going to be certainly tested by Towson this weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time today. Hopefully we're talking again next Monday.
Sounds good, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thank you.